In the last debate, Gandalf outlines his whole strategy and what should be done, and why they should try to destroy Sauron via the ring rather than in military force. And if they can destroy him, a great evil will be removed. And then Gandalf says this. This is a key part of Tolkien's philosophy. Other evils there are that may come, for Sauron is himself but a servant or an emissary. Yet it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the succor of those years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to rule. I think here Tolkien is addressing and rejecting the idea that because you can't end all injustice in the world, because you can't destroy all dictators or all bad guys, you shouldn't fight any of them. That's the appeasement strategy, right? We can't fight both Hitler and Stalin, and so we shouldn't fight either of them. And who are you to say that it's right to destroy Hitler first? But Tolkien thought that was nonsense. You did what you could in front of you. You did what was your turn to do, and then you at least gave a chance for the next generation to fight. So I think it's a very important idea there. Then they march off to Mordor. They're in front of the Black Gate, and Sauron sends out his emissary, the Mouth of Sauron, and he has Frodo's mithril coat, Frodo's elven cloak, and Sam's sword. And he says, we'll give you this spy. Notice he says the singular, so we already know something's up. We'll give you this spy back if you'll give all the land between here and the Misty Mountains as tributary to Mordor. Now, Sauron has no intention of actually following this, but he's toying with them and trying to make them feel miserable. And then he lets loose this huge host of orcs, and you're going to overwhelm them. And at this last moment, Pippin starts to yell, the eagles are coming! The eagles are coming! Just like at the end of The Hobbit, where Bilbo had yelled, the eagles are coming. However, Pippin himself notes there's a variation. That was Bilbo's tale, and this is mine, and it is over now. And that's how Book 5 ends, with Pippin passing out. In Book 6, then, we return to Sam, who has to rescue Frodo from the Tower of Cirith Ungol. But in another good gimmick, Sam realizes that if he puts on the ring, Sauron will see him, he's wearing the ring. If he doesn't put on the ring, the orcs will see him. And then we get what's probably the biggest plot hole in The Lord of the Rings. Frodo's at the top of the tower, and there's like 100 orcs in there. But then all of a sudden, the orcs fighting over the mithril coat that Frodo was wearing kill each other off until there's only one or two left. And so Sam is able to go in, kill an orc, rescue Frodo, and escape. And he gives the ring back to Frodo also. And this is where we see that something is really not right with Frodo. Frodo is thinking Sam's monstrous, and give me the ring, he yells. And you see that Frodo is going to have a real big problem giving up that ring later on. Tolkien's forecasting it there.